Well, it was Don Sweeney yesterday with an explanation on why they removed any, as Curtis would say or was saying earlier, any leverage that they might have had with Jeremy Swayman by trading Linus Ullmark before they got a deal done with Jeremy Swayman. I guess the explanation, Curtis, is that they both wanted to play 55 games, and so that was going to be impossible here going forward.
Well, of course. I mean, I think everybody agreed with the decision, or at least speaking for myself, I agree completely that you choose Swayman over Linus. And I just think that there is a component on the human side that Neely and Sweeney whiffed on, which was how personally Swayman took the arbitration. We talked about it at length last summer, Greg, when the team and Swayman clearly had created a dumpster fire when negotiating against their future goaltender. And so you sit here now, and the reason Cam Neely is doing what he did yesterday is because he doesn't have any leverage now. So he's doing the work of the organization by getting the fan base to rip the goalie to get back on the ice.
We disagree about this. I think what Cam Neely is doing yesterday is giving an explanation to the fans and allowing you inside what's been going on when you're dealing, in my opinion, with an agent who is sketchy and is willing to say and do anything to get his client $10-11 million a year deal. And so
this agent currently has over $250 million in contracts in the NHL. So he is an incredibly talented and popular guy for NHL players.
I don't think Neely's stupid enough to give a number when he knows the agent's going to come out and say, you know, that this is the first I'm hearing of it. Unless there's actually been talks behind the scenes, I don't think Neely gets up there in front of the media and just says that. I also think that while I don't believe them that they don't regret the way in which they've handled the Linus and Swayman situation, I do believe the organization over the player at this point, because the organization's the one that's been the bad guy throughout this entire offseason. All shots have been towards them that they can't get a deal done. So at a certain point, if you're Cam Neely, you're sitting up there, you're frustrated, you're like, hey, I have 64 million reasons why I'd play. I don't know what his issue is.
Yeah, I think the organization was stung by this very same thing when it came to Bobby Orr. And that's probably in the back of their minds, where you have an agent who's not necessarily informing his client about everything that the Bruins are offering.
I just think it's an organization that missed the market, that's sitting here on the eve of the season, and Neely doesn't have the goalie that he thought he would have locked up for the rest of the year, for the rest of his career. And so what you do is you try and curry public favor to pressure the player to get back on the ice.
It's freaking working. Look at the Twitch right now. If Swayman doesn't take 8 to 8.5, F him. Go get it somewhere else. Like, I mean, it's working. So,
right. That's what I'm saying. Exactly. He's playing the media, because fans will always side against the player, because they'll say, I'd play for $10 million. What's this bum? When it's like, well, I don't want Jeremy Jacobs to have another yacht. Like, why do I care about him keeping money? I'd rather the players have it. And Swayman is betting on himself. And you know what, if I were the organization? Here's a chance to, you know how they reclaim the leverage, Greg? They play whoever the backup goalie is, they get him a net, and they start out 3-0 with a couple shutouts. Well, and then Swayman's got to get back to them.
It seems like there is some confidence when it comes to Korpisalo or whoever their goaltender is going to be, that goalie Bob can coach him up or whatever. And for whatever the reason, they're not willing to go. It doesn't seem like they're not willing to go to $9 million a year with Jeremy Swayman. Jeremy Swayman seems locked in on an 8-year deal. I understand that $8 million now is not worth, you know, the $8 million in 5 years. It's not worth it in 6, 7, or 8. I understand that, but I also, you don't know what a goaltender is going to be year to year, never mind what a goaltender is going to be in 5, 6, or 7
years.
But here's
the issue, though. Like, last year, they had the leverage, and they stuck it to him. They used all their leverage against Swayman. So why is he wrong to use his leverage against them?
I don't think he's wrong. I mean, it's a negotiation. I don't think either side is wrong. I think the...
But you do have more... Like, I am more angry at the organization. You seem to be more angry at the agent and, by extension, the player for not agreeing to this deal that's on the table.
I think the Bruins are acting in this case in good faith. I think that the agent went out of his way to whisper to the Spit and Chicklets guys that Don Sweeney hadn't, you know, called them on the phone. I think that was BS. I think that, and maybe it was the agent telling Jeremy Swayman that that Don Sweeney wasn't calling, and Jeremy Swayman whispering it to Ryan Whitney, however it happened.
But who's been whispering to Raycroft when he was telling us all summer, it's going to get done, it's going to get done? The organization was basically telling everybody, it's going to get done. So yeah, they're also whispering that.
Because I think they thought it would get done at $8 million.
Right, on their terms.
Yeah, but clearly Swayman knows that he can get more than that elsewhere. And so he's telling them, like, no, I can get more than that elsewhere. So you're going to have to pay me or trade me because somebody else is going to pay me that. Like, I think it's totally fair that he does that. Like, he knows his market value. That's the issue here, is they allowed him to get to this point. A contract should have been done the middle of last season. Instead, they waited, allowed him to get to this point, allowed him to contact other teams and see what his actual value is. It's that classic Belichick thing. Belichick knew what players' value was, so he'd let them go out the market, find out for themselves, and then come back and get them at the value that he wanted. However, in this case, the Bruins have done that, and now Swayman knows he's worth a hell of a lot more than what they're offering.
And then he wouldn't give anybody a title unless it was their son, Steven, and then he paid him $3 million to be the defensive coordinator.
802 text. The whole thing is that Jeremy Swayman is not a top five goaltender, but he wants top five goaltender money right now.
Yeah, he's betting on his future rather than currently where he's at. That's what players do, especially when they know their market. That's what NFL receivers do. That's what every sports athlete does. Like, Shohei Ohtani signed that $700 million contract. They knew full well he wasn't going to pitch right away, but that didn't matter. He knew he would eventually pitch, so that's why he was worth it.
Okay, but Shohei Ohtani, at the time he signed that deal, was already an all-world player.
Yeah, but he wasn't worth $700 million, Greg.
And I don't know if I want to say that Shohei was betting on himself.
This is Jeff from Easton. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. I think that the tide has changed and that the fan base really doesn't back the billionaire owners anymore over these players who are playing hard. You know, I'm sick of these billionaire owners, and I think they just need to, like, stop trying to to work our feelings.
So what would you, if you were Don Sweeney, what would you offer Jeremy Swayman?
Well, I just think Courtney hit it on the nose. It's working. Cam Neely's out there. If people come from other parts of the country and they come to Boston and think, what, is every fan here an accountant? Are they all concerned about the books? I mean, are these really fans? I mean, we should all be like the Green Bay Packers, but, you know, I'm not shelling out the money. Well, that cheap bastard, you know, we thought Wick was one thing, now he's cheap.
I mean, the salary cap is a real thing. I mean, Curtis denies it all the time.
No, NHL salary cap is 100% real. Yeah, I will never deny
hard
that.
Cap.
So, you know, you're going to eat it all up with this deal. And
we've been eating it from these Bruins owners for 30 years. Come on, like, let's not side with them ever.
Yeah.
Guys are awful.
I would always side with the player.
You include Cam Neely in that?
Cam's representing those billionaire they're awful. They're just terrible people. they've shown us that in the last few years. And that was my comment a few weeks back of pointing you guys, the limousine Republicans, because you're falling into it.
Yeah.
You know, I know you got to massage these guys when they come on the air, but come on. None of us really care a damn what these billionaires
anymore. Don Sweeney, who's been an everyday listener of my radio show for 30-plus years, refuses to come on. Cam Neely doesn't come on anymore.
Bergeron.
Let me tell you something. You know me very well. There's going to be an uncomfortable elevator interaction most likely today at Echelon, me and Jay Swayman. And I'm just going to do what I always do, which is stare at the floor numbers and harumph to myself. Like, I can't believe what Curtis said about you on the radio.
Why don't you just ask him straight up?
Huh?
If you're in the elevator, put it on the top floor.
I'll get a thing from the concierge. Like, please don't talk to other guests about their business interests. Or, I mean, it'll be a whole, that'll come in email triplicate. Like, please.
How big are the bylaw books inside Echelon?
I don't know.
One thing on this, and I don't know, so I'm not saying that I know the answer, but has any player spoken about this on the Bruins, about other than the perfunctory, you know?
There was like an interesting Brad Marchand comment at some point a couple weeks ago. In fact, I believe we played it during They Said. About how these kinds of things were generally, he was talking about his deal and saying that he will never talk about his deal publicly, I believe. Are you giving me thumbs up because you have that? Go ahead, play it.
I'm going to say this now and kind of leave it at that, but I won't ever talk about contract stuff in the media. I saw a report come out the other day. I think it was the Hockey News, and I don't know where he's getting his information, but it wasn't from our side, and we're not going to talk about it. Whatever goes on, we'll stay internal between Swings and our group, but I don't leave it at that. I just, I think there's enough respect between the two sides that we can deal with it, and we'll leave it at that.
And okay. I think that's a great answer. And it is the big dichotomy, Greg, that between the workforce and the management, we don't know how much John Henry makes, but he's very happy to tell us all what everybody else makes. We don't know what Jeremy Jacobs' take home is. I'm sure he had a pretty good summer after the Celtics won a championship with all that home gate and the building he owns and he bought. But, we know exactly what Swayman makes. We don't know how much the organization makes.
Yeah, but the organization also has to, and again, I don't know how I get backed into a corner on defending Jeremy Jacobs or anybody else, because that's not what my intention to do here.
It's the Seaport thing to do.
But it's, during the pandemic, they almost lost that company. And, that's the, when you own a business, you get the ups and you get the downs. So, I don't know that, do you think at this point that Cam Neely is just doing exactly what Jeremy or Charlie Jacobs wants, or do you think he's making his own decisions?
I think he's mad that the player isn't doing what he wants him to do, so he's publicly complaining about it.
This is Brandon from North Carolina. What's up, Brandon?
Morning, everybody. First, I hate going against you, Curtis, because you're very good at defending your points. But I just got to ask this leverage thing. First, I want Swayman. Love him. He did a cameo for my birthday. Was hoping he was the Boston guy for the future. We don't know. But when we talk about leverage, we are talking about a goalie who has done well in the games he's played in. But he has not had to carry a team on his back by himself since he got into the league. So this whole getting paid at a max style deal, what type of leverage can Swayman lean on when he hasn't played a full season by himself that one point alone?
That's a very fair point, Brandon. What I'm discussing is that his market value, he believes, whether his agent's wrong, Greg, it could be, or as Scheim alludes to, there's other teams that have told him they'll pay him more than $8 a year. He is at this stage getting a generational contract that will set him and his family up for years to come. So he's betting on himself, and if the organization doesn't agree with his value, that's perfectly within their right, and they can make a trade, and Swayman can go get paid elsewhere. But notion that he owes the organization anything, to me, is just laughable. Like, that he's using his rights to hold out to get the max value that he can get at this stage of his career.
Oh, but they also don't owe him being the highest-paid goaltender in the NHL at the expense of other players that they might want to sign in the future here.
Of course, and this is a legitimate cap.
What's that, Brandon?
You are so correct. And I want to say, Curtis, thank you, one. Greg, this is the first time in probably 20 years of listening to WEEI that I think I agree with Greg and Curtis at the same time.
Yeah.
So from all the way down to North Carolina, thank you for starting my day off.
Yeah.
Stay
safe. We are.
You have organizations that end up paying their goaltender $10-plus million a year.
I.e. the Montreal Canadiens.
And they're screwed.
Right. I.e. DiPietro.
And they're screwed.
Right. It's a totally – I'm not saying that they're wrong or right in terms of whether he's going to be great in 6 years. I'm just saying that, if I were Cam Neely, I would see what we have with goalie Bob making the best out of what your backup would be And then you can leverage back against Jeremy Swayman, because once the season starts, if he's still here and he's not playing and the team's playing well, all of the anger or the leverage he has dissipates.
And then, like, you have till December 1st, basically, right? Yeah, so you can kind of just wait this out. If you feel like, if he still stands firm, at, you know, a month into the season, even though your team's playing well, you still have the right to deal him. And then you can just move on from it and go forward. Or if you feel comfortable with giving him the money at that point, then you do. But, like, I just, it feels wrong to blame either side, because I think both sides are right. Like, the Bruins have a number. They're firm on it. Jeremy Swayman knows his market value. He's firm on that. This is just, it's just negotiation. It's
That's why the agent is maybe the one in the wrong. Both sides can be right, but I think that the agent may be more in play with this than we give it.
I also don't think it's fair that Cam comes out in the public and says $64 million.
Of course they're going to say it, though, Shime.
Who went public with it first?
Right.
Ryan Whitney, technically.
Well,
I think it was Dale.
I mean, he got it from either Jeremy Swayman or from his agent.
Probably, yeah.
It was Keefe who had it first.
Yes, and Keefe said that the Bruins were willing to go up to $8 million. So Keefe even said, when Keefe had the first report, he said what Sweeney said, or Neely said yesterday, that they would go to $8 million a year.
But Ryan Whitney had Don Sweeney not making any phone calls, not engaging with them, and was trying to put egg on the face of the Bruins organization.
And that's the Bruins cherry picking certain reports and then refuting them. Like, that's that you don't need to do that.
Yeah, well, but
why would they refute Rich's report when it was accurate?
But that's my point. Like, it's so you don't need, like, there are multiple reports out there, right? So not everybody is accurate. Not everybody is correct all the time. Why, as the organization, do you feel the need to come out in the public and say, "Well, I'd have 64 million reasons to get on the ice"?
I think Keefe and Ryan Whitney can both be correct. I think that the Bruins could have initially offered $6.2 million. Swayman was laughing in their face, saying, "I want 10." Clearly, my scoop was wrong, but those two can both coexist. Like, that's why, and they didn't, Don Sweeney didn't really go against Keefe's report at all. He just went against Ryan Whitney's.
Yeah, it just feels very sanctimonious to sit up there on the stand and go, "I'd have 64 million reasons to get on the ice." Like, I don't think it's necessary, especially if you're actually acting in good faith with Jeremy Swayman.
Can't defend the organization? When
why do you need to? You defend the organization by giving him the contract you think he's worth.
So if you were negotiating here with Mike Thomas...
Yeah,
and Mike Thomas was lying publicly about you and what your intention was and whether or not you were communicating, you wouldn't defend yourself?
I mean, sure, but like I guess I wouldn't understand. Greg, I've never had to sign a big contract. You know, I'm not a big wig like you. I don't have.
You are the man on the come up.
Sure, maybe one day I'll have to sign a big contract, but not maybe a lucrative multi-year deal like Courtney. But
very lucrative.
Yeah, but like I don't think either side necessarily needed to jump it. Like, I don't think Sweeney needed to jump in it in the press conference. But like, yeah, no, it's I just I don't know. I think it's acting in bad faith on both sides.